tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
That's a good go-to for this series. The Royals, episode 9 of season 1. Guys, welcome. This one was called In My Heart There Was a Kind of Fighting, which obviously has to do with King Simon, I'm assuming. I'm your host, Christina Kaplan. I'm joined by...
Hey guys, Tracy Probst.
Fern Renee here.
And Megan Stecker.
Yes, and I think it was Megan that mentioned before we started here that this song, Royals, can go out to our friends Liam and Eleanor, who are no longer royals, unfortunately. Aww. As of now. We'll find out next week if anything changes. But so much happened on this episode. We have this was the episode before the finale. I mean, next week is the finale, and there's so much to talk about. So we might as well get right into it. We can start with King Simon, and he's obviously still fighting for life, and they went on air, live on TV, revealing the results of the paternity test, which were that Liam and Eleanor are no longer, or are not his direct descendants. Do you guys believe that this is true, or do you think, like Eleanor accused Helena, that this is all fabricated?
I don't know.
I feel like one of them might actually be, and then the other one's not.
But they're twins.
They're twins.
Oh, yeah. Dang it.
There was a case in the news where that twin...
Oh, you're right. There was. Thank you, Fern.
So it's possible.
Yes. Dang it. So, I don't know.
It's so hard. I feel like for the show's sake, it has to be that they, like, intercepted it and made it... Like, they really are the king's kids, but they had to, like, tamper with the blood test.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like the queen tampered with
it. Yeah, and Cyrus, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree with you guys. I think that I just feel like we already know that the show has been renewed for 2 more seasons, right?
I'm not sure.
I think definitely the second season.
Yeah, I think Phil was just telling me yesterday it's they've signed him for 2 more.
Wow.
So we definitely know at least there'll be 2 more seasons, and I feel like how are they going to go on without without Prince Liam and Princess Eleanor, you know what I mean? Like they have to, I think this was all just a big kind of ruse to just basically stop the disbanding of the monarchy. Mm-hmm. And it's really sad that they, you know, would go to these lengths to stop it, but it's also, you know, not surprising because Queen Helena just does not want to give it up, which is sad. But so let's talk about her and Cyrus. I mean, they had a lot of interactions tonight as well as this whole season, but last night was really kind of a lot of hinting at things, and you just made you wonder, like, for example, the part where Helena walks in and she's like, "Do you think we've gone too far this time?" What did you guys think she meant by that?
I think she meant it insofar as their plans were now Liam and Eleanor hate her. Because I wrote down what she said. She said, "I'll never recover from this and there's no going back." And I was like, oh, she's admitting to having feelings and being upset
right.
at their plan.
Right.
I think it was in regards to the blood test and the kids and
yeah.
being hated now by them.
I think so too, because her exchange with Eleanor was like, you could see it in her eyes. She's upset that they hate her, and she even said it, "My kids hate me," and he said, "Boring, my kids hate me too, so what?"
Yeah.
So I think she was, in that exchange, she was the one who was the weaker one, and he's just got tunnel vision.
Yeah, they've done a lot of plotting. Like, it's been a lot. Like, it's been one thing after another, so it might actually just now be catching up with her, like, okay, this paternity, this whole entire thing might have been, like, a little too much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think it's just kind of a realization, like, now I have to address the entire country. Now they know the kids, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, like she said, you know, there's no going back from this. So even if it is false that they are, you know, bastard children, it's been put out there. And the view of the queen is now tainted no matter what. And I think she just kind of realized, like, wow, did I make the right decision by doing this? Is it worth it? But for her to say that her kids hate her, I'm sorry. I thought they already, well, maybe not Liam, but Eleanor already hated her. So it was like, kind of like, it didn't really matter. Right, and like,
didn't she have a clue they already didn't like her? Yeah.
And she's been so horrible to Eleanor, especially this whole season. Like, oh, now you care that they don't like you? What happened all those other times when you, like, directly jabbed into her heart with some really mean things? So, I don't know. I didn't really feel for her too much because it's kind of like, all right, you know, you put yourself in this situation. It's, you got to just kind of accept it. But
maybe it was that Eleanor said, did you kill Robert? Like, maybe that was, like, it went a little too far. Like, she thinks she's that evil.
Mm-hmm.
That
true.
It might have pushed it over the edge.
So do you think, since you just brought that up, do you think that Robert really did commit suicide, or are we believing this hooded man that he was murdered?
I think he was murdered.
Me too.
So you think that Helena just said that to kind of get the,
I'm wondering if she thinks, like, maybe Cyrus is paying someone to try to murder people or off people to get them out of his way, so maybe Cyrus did have something to do with Robert's murder, and Helena just thinks it's a suicide. Yeah. Is maybe what I was
That makes
thinking
sense to
me. That's possibly what happened. And the fact that the hooded guy said, I killed him myself and no one's safe, I think he's still maybe under contract, but maybe he wants out of it, and he wants to let Eleanor know, you're not safe.
Yeah.
What, at the end of all the crazy, to did like last night and today watching again, I'm like, maybe that's what's going on here. If Cyrus is on a one-man mission.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Helena goes against him and does stuff behind his back. He's doing the same thing to her, but maybe we're not seeing it on camera.
Right.
Yeah, because we see like the illusion of the king throughout the episode, and even he's the one telling Eleanor, like, do you really think Robert would have left you? Mm-hmm. Like, basically confirming that he didn't commit suicide. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, I think the Cyrus thing is actually a really, really great prediction that it is Cyrus completely going behind her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree with you guys. Cyrus is just, I think, whoever, one of you said it over there, that he has tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
take credit.
Yeah, no, Fern, I think you're right. And he just doesn't care who he takes down in his path for the throne. Mm-hmm. And now he's so close, it's right there within his grasp, that I think something was going to happen big next week with him, because you already kind of saw him. He always kind of had that I'm better than you attitude, but then last night's episode, he was like, you know, telling Price, oh, I can't wait to fire you, and, you know, just, oh, I need this bee pollen facial and a eyebrow shape, like, you know what I mean? It was just like, all right, and he mentioned that he's Prince Regent about four times. It was like, okay, you know, you're not yet.
Security,
yeah.
And wouldn't let her in the hospital, yeah. He's going overboard.
Yeah, and then another thing, actually, is, since we're talking about Cyrus, I meant to ask you guys, did you see, okay, the part where his two daughters are like, I think they were spitting in all of his alcohol bottles, and then they say, okay, let's go erase daddy's security footage. Like, what did they mean by that? Do you think he, like, asked them to do that, or were they trying to mess with him?
They're just erasing the footage of them spitting in the alcohol.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. That makes sense now. I didn't even put two and two together.
Yeah, they're like, let's go erase so he'll never see that we just spit in all of his alcohol bottles.
They realized as they were spitting, like, oh, we could
right, they
next.
Know. Yeah, they know he has cameras everywhere. Like, Cyrus is like camera king. So I think it's something that they do quite often. I don't think it was probably the first time that they've done it. Yeah, then they go and erase the footage.
Now that makes perfect sense. I didn't put it together. Me I was either. Like, wait, did he, like, ask them to go erase something? Like,
I was thinking,
why would he trust
too,
them?
I was thinking way too far ahead.
Too into it.
Yeah. Like, kind of like, well, we need daddy to remain king until we can take over when he dies. So let's erase all his old security cameras so that he doesn't get caught doing anything shady on a camera.
No, that's exactly what I was thinking, too. And then I was like, okay, he would not trust them with that, like, with responsibility. So, but, yeah, it's, like you said, Megan, both Helena and Cyrus are both going behind each other's backs they say that it's full disclosure and they, you know, are in this together, but both of them have their own secrets. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious to find out what Helena means by she knows where he was that night.
Yes.
So
yeah. I feel like we came up with more questions than answers in this episode. So yeah. I'm hoping, I mean, I know there's going to be some kind of a cliffhanger at the end of the episode, but I'm hoping so many of our questions get answered because it's just like, I have so many questions.
I know.
Yeah. It's yeah. killing me.
No.
As a viewer, at the end of the episode, I was like, you're just going to leave it like that?
Yes. I thought the same thing. I was so upset. I'm like, no.
Sucks. I know. Especially, I mean, that was the biggest cliffhanger, which we'll get to later with the hooded man. But, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like Cyrus definitely had something to do with the whole thing with the king. I mean, it just, all signs point to that. You know what I mean? I feel like it's just not going to be some random person, mm-hmm. you know? And, like, I guess that's a good prediction by saying that maybe Cyrus hired this hooded man to kill Robert and then kill the king, and maybe he's trying to, you know, make Eleanor aware of what's going on and
right.
save Liam. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it depends if the paternity tests are true or not. But yeah, so it's like you said, this episode left us with a lot more questions than answers. But I guess that's what you have to do in the episode before the finale. But, so let's talk about Liam. Each Liam and Eleanor both had their own kind of struggles throughout this episode with the whole beginning of finding out that their dad is not their dad, or at least as far as they know. And they deal with it differently. Eleanor goes straight to his side and sits there with him and just spends time with him, whereas Liam goes straight to the bar and starts drinking. What did you guys think about Liam's whole process of, you know, how he was dealing with it? I mean, by getting super drunk, then singing that Lion King song, and then, and that was so awkward because he's such a bad singer, but, like, I give him props for really, like, selling the drunken karaoke, you know? But how did you feel about his reaction to this news?
I felt like it was called for, and I was actually more, like, surprised that Eleanor didn't act sort of the same way. I mean, I'm pretty sure we all were kind of like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So there he is. Like, I wasn't extremely surprised. I did think he'd be a little bit more proactive, maybe, than just going getting trashed. But I can see how much of a toll that it, like, really took on him, you know? So I think that that's what a lot of people do when they don't really know how to handle news. They just get drunk. So mm-hmm.
yeah.
I don't know, but it was so funny, and I thought it was very interesting, the different, like, illusions that him and Eleanor had of their dad. You know, you can see he sees his dad as the king, and then she sees her dad as, like, daddy's girl. Like, even just clothing-wise.
Right.
I, like, mm-hmm. I thought that was, like, so smart.
Mm-hmm.
So I loved it. I loved the different reactions. But, yeah, I wasn't as surprised by Liam's, but I was really surprised by Eleanor's.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. Yeah, it was such a role reversal, but it was sort of refreshing to see him get drunk and just, like, you know, be honest. And I'm wondering the whole time, like, did they know who he was? They just didn't recognize him, or they just didn't care?
They knew.
They knew.
Yeah, I think they just didn't care.
Yeah. And I thought it was just interesting exchange he had with the bartender, and the bartender beats him up. And then he pities him, and he's like, you know, if your dad has your strength, don't count him out. I thought it was a good arc for that scene.
For him, yeah. I thought, I was really surprised that he kind of ditched Ophelia and had nothing to do with her this episode. He was kind of running away from everything plus her. But I don't know if that has to do with him blaming himself for being with her when his father was stabbed, too.
Did you watch the Mark Swan video?
No.
He said that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This is the first week that I didn't watch all those videos. Okay.
Yeah.
So. I'm getting so in tune with the writing on the Royals.
Yeah, no. I.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Mark said that, so he confirmed that's why Liam wasn't.
Like, he said that he's avoiding her because he feels so much guilt for being with her when the father got stabbed.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that makes sense because, you know, he kept saying, if I only had been there, if I'd only been there. And obviously, like, he was with her. So I don't think that he, you know, feels like she's responsible. But I think he's just mad at himself for kind of, you know, putting her above his dad when, you know, all his dad wanted to do was go on a walk with him and he wasn't asking for much, you know, and I think he's just taking it really hard in that sense. And then Eleanor, I think the reason why she's acting, which in a way that we would not normally expect from her, is because his last comment basically to her was how he was disappointed in her. Mm-hmm. And I think she's like, all right, well, he would expect me to go out and just party and get wasted. But she's kind of, it's kind of like a sobering in both senses, you know, thought for her to be like, okay, I really need to like figure out and think about my life and think about my choices. Cause her dad, you know, regardless if he really is truly her dad or not, he is, you know, he raised her. So she'll always see him that way. And, like you said, Tracy, it was kind of interesting that Liam saw him in his full, you know, king outfit and Eleanor saw him in just plain clothes. So it just goes to show you the way that they view their dads are, is very different. But I felt bad for Eleanor, especially the part when she goes to the hospital and she knows the king's detail, the guy that's standing there, and he can't let her in because of Cyrus, you know, saying, oh, only family, which is just like another like gut shot, you know. It's like, really, you're gonna stoop that low? He's dying. Like, you don't know if he's going to survive, and you're not going to let his daughter see him.
What I thought it was so interesting when she went back to the palace and tried to attack him physically, and his guards kind of held her off, and she promised him, like, oh, you think you're the only one that can mess with people's lives? So I feel like season two, we're going to see her, like, guns blazing, like, we're gonna get him. Yeah. I mean, I don't, regardless of what happens next week, it doesn't look pretty either, but I think that maybe she'll, a little bit of her mom in her will come out, and she's going to start messing with his life.
Yeah, she was like, watch your back. I loved it. I was like, I loved and it he too. Was smiling because he's such a jerk, but then when he turned around,
he was nervous. Smiling.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Yeah. Was he like straight-faced?
I think so.
After?
I think that's what it was, yeah.
I think he like secretly likes that. You know, like he's secretly like, yeah, like she's going to try to come after me. Like he thinks she can't. But then, you know, when he turns around, he's like, all right, well, maybe she can. Maybe you know?
Like, the king's not dead yet.
Yeah. Like. I feel like there's a chance, and this is jumping ahead to predictions, but I feel like there's a chance we won't see Cyrus on next season. I think something might happen to him in the finale next week. Because, you know, he's been doing so many just diabolical, just so cold-hearted, like, worse than anyone else on the show, that I feel like there's a chance that something might happen. Right. I don't know.
Well, he's just pure evil. Yes. And his only mission is to become the king, no matter who he kills, runs over, you know, is cut out of his life forever. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
That's the only thing he ever wants for himself. So I think nothing's going
to
stop him.
It would be satisfying to see him get it in the end.
But I actually have, I just thought of this, a question for you. So if he really was so one-track minded as I just want to be king and that's it, why did he erase that security footage that when Liam crashed with Gemma in the car? You know what I mean? Because that, if that would have come out, it would have looked bad on Liam and would have maybe hurt his chances of being king. You know what I mean? So why would he go, why would he help him?
I forgot about that. So he was the one who erased it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that seemed, you know, now that I'm thinking about that, I'm like,
Maybe if we go back, like, step by step, it was kind of like a drawing Liam closer to him thing, you know, so that Liam wouldn't always be so rude to him or so suspicious of him. Kind of like the queen does that with, like, giving you a little favor only because it works out for her.
Yeah.
I don't think it was big enough.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, I don't think it was big enough for him to, like, you know.
Like a big enough scandal?
Yeah. Like, it would have looked bad, and Liam would have looked bad, and Liam would have had to make a public apology, and that would have been that, you know what I mean? So I think, like, he's been waiting, like, for, if he's gonna do it, he's gonna do it big. And I just don't think that for him was, like, he's like, all right, I'll erase it. Like, who cares? We don't need enough negative publicity for this, so. I don't know, I guess.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. All right, so since we just spoke about Gemma, let's talk about her. She made a small appearance, small but great, in this episode. first she sees Ophelia, who obviously is broken up because she doesn't know where Liam is. He's not answering. She's calling him. He drops his phone in the beer, so we know that she will not be able to get a hold of him. But so she runs into the, like, you know, main room and sees Gemma and says, oh, are you looking for Liam? Where's Liam? And Gemma's just kind of like, I loved her reaction. And I wrote down the quote, where is it? Where she said, you know, how relevant were my feelings to you mm-hmm. when Ophelia was, you know, with Liam and all that kind of stuff. And I thought that was a really mature way of saying, you know, like, screw you, I'm not going to help you, bitch. Like, you know, she could have gone off on her, but it was a very mature way of saying, like, you know, well, you didn't care about my feelings when you were with him and spending all this time with him, and I was still, you know, in love with him, blah, blah, blah. And so Ophelia accuses her of not caring about Liam because he's not in line for the throne anymore. Then she walks into the room with the queen. The queen does the exact same thing. Do you guys think that Gemma really does love Liam, or do you think that they're right, that now that he's no longer in line for the throne, she's probably going to lose interest?
I'm 50-50. I thought that whole exchange was a little strange because she's defending herself that she does love him still, but everyone is really making good points that you're using the past tense, like mm-hmm. I did or I mm-hmm. have instead of, or I had instead of mm-hmm. I have, the queen pointed out. That whole exchange, I was very confused about it with her and the queen, because it was basically Gemma giving the queen advice on facing the press about cheating.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we're supposed to take away from that, but I'm 50-50 on whether she really is interested in Liam. I'm thinking maybe she thinks there's a way he will come back to being next in line for the throne mm-hmm. somehow, and maybe she wants to keep that option open in case he is in line. Yeah. I don't know. I'm confused.
It's confusing, because she was helping the queen stay the queen, basically, so that Liam is still her kid, so there could be some way that he could possibly ascend the throne. I don't know. So she was, like, giving her really good advice to save the monarchy, save face. So she obviously wants to still help that, you know, wants to be a part of this family, I think. But I don't know if it's because she loves Liam. And Ophelia made a good point when she's like, I'm not concerned for me that he's not calling me because he doesn't like me. I'm concerned for him because his whole world just fell apart. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
I'm glad she said that.
I think it took, like, Gemma, like, realizing, like, I think it took, like, them being together and her seeing him with someone else to realize that she did have true feelings for him. So maybe she actually didn't realize that she loved him when she was, you know, kind of plotting and planning and wanted to be the next queen. But I think after him being completely taken away, that she felt it. So then I thought it was real. So I don't know. Maybe it wasn't always genuine, but sometimes, you know, you always want what you can't have. And sometimes, like, you don't miss something till it's gone. So yeah. I think that those were kind of the feelings she was having.
Broken up in Monaco, but I didn't know if it was because she lost or because she really liked him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you'd feel like it'd be the easier route to just be like, yeah, you're right, I didn't love him anyway.
Yeah.
He can't be king anyway, you're right, I didn't love him anyway. Yeah. I feel like that would be the easier way because everyone already thinks that anyway, so she's kind of like fighting for.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was very interesting.
Yeah, I'm with you, Megan. I'm 50-50. Like, the reason why I think that she, I don't think it's because she doesn't love him. I think it's because she wants to just win. Or I should say, I don't think it's because she still loves him. I think she just wants to win. You know, she wants to beat Ophelia. She wants to be the, you know, prove her that she's right. Like, you know, I knew he was going to call me. I knew he was going to come back to me. Like, well, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think it's more of, like, a game for her rather than, oh, there's still a chance he might be king, you know, like, but then again, the way that she was in Monaco and the way that she, you know, kind of handled things today made me think, well, maybe she does really care about him and she just doesn't know how to be, like, normal and sweet and not, you know, conniving, I guess, you know, so I'm 50-50. I guess we'll find out next week what happens with that, but what about, okay, Ted and Cyrus? Poor Ted. I feel so bad for him. I don't think that he's a bad, head of security. I think that, you know, unfortunate situations have happened in, you know, the recent times that may, that kind of paint him in a bad light. Like, okay, yes, if you think about it, he shouldn't have let the king go walk by himself at night. But he'd been doing that for we don't even know how long, and he was fine, and he's the king, and if he gave him orders, he can't really, like, disrespect the king, you know? And then, you know, obviously Ophelia and Liam has caused issues for him. So Cyrus is basically like, you know, the second that I'm head of whatever, when I'm acting king, you're gone. So I feel really bad for him. I don't know. What do you guys think is going to happen with him? Do you think that, I mean, we can all hope that the king will survive. And if the king survives, do you think that he'll keep his job as head of security?
I think he will, because the queen seems, doesn't the queen seem to, she seems to not have a problem. Does she have a problem with him?
I think she does. I think it started with that.
So maybe he has no hope. The queen doesn't like him. Cyrus doesn't like him.
Yeah, the king would be the only one, I guess.
And Liam, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He seems like a pawn in their chess game a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, they verbally abuse him all the time, but yet they're still forcing him to do his job. So, you know, it's like, go find out who this hooded man is.
And walk away.
Walk away.
Oh, there was so many walkaways.
So much walk away this week.
I was like, so rude.
I love how his exchange with Cyrus, though, and Cyrus is like, I answered all your questions. Do you like me? And he's like, no, I don't like you.
I know, and then when he said, like, if we arrested everyone who dressed poorly, the Prince Regent would be behind bars.
Yeah, that was such a good one.
Finally, like, getting back at Cyrus.
I agree. I think that his only hope really is if the king, you know, wakes up and comes back, because, like you said, like we all said, you know, obviously Cyrus doesn't like him, obviously the queen doesn't really like him. And we don't know what's going to happen with Ophelia and Liam, so that could just be fuel to the fire for him. Mm-hmm. But I liked Marcus's role tonight. I felt like he really kind of became more important than just Liam's security detail. You know, yes, he did kind of come to Liam's aid a little bit too late. He already got beat up. But, you know, he gave him the money and he gave him the phone and told him, you need to talk to Ophelia, which I thought was good. And then, you know, he came to the queen with all of that information. Mm-hmm. And I think we might see a, you know, bigger role for Marcus next week or, you know, next season. I think he may, I mean, who knows? If for some reason Ted doesn't come back, maybe Marcus will become head of security. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I'm wondering if they'll play them against each other, because it's like, Ted has 20 years of secrets on them, so maybe it wouldn't be wise to let him go. Mm-hmm. But maybe the queen or Cyrus or any number of them will start using Marcus maybe as the head of security or playing them against each other. Like, you go find out this and you go find out this. And who's going to get back to me first with information? Yeah. So for some reason, I feel like that's pointing toward next season. Yeah. That whole thing of Ted, you go find out this, and Marcus, you go find out that. Get back here first. You know, you get the gold star. It was weird.
Yeah. I felt like it was very in sync, because, like, I think it was almost a jab at, like, Liam. Okay, because I'm just making the connection that she took Jasper away from Eleanor, and now she's going to take Marcus away from Liam. So, like, just to have him on her side and be, like, you know what I mean? So when Liam comes back, I don't know, that's just, it took, like, because I'm like, why is she asking Marcus? This makes no sense. It's, like, Liam's best friend, let alone security detail. Like, but I think she's making her strategic moves to, like, have everyone on her side.
Yeah.
In her pawns.
I agree. I mean, that is the queen's MO most of the time, is to have things in order for her benefit, not anyone else's. So let's talk about the hooded man, Brandon Boone, who Marcus revealed his identity. We find out, you know, towards the end that he was with Robert in the same, you know, military, I don't know what you call it.
Unit.
Yeah. And so they were trying to track him down, but then he ends up in the same elevator with Eleanor and tells her, you know, you're not safe. Don't believe what you hear in the palace. Robert didn't kill himself. He was murdered. She says, what do you mean he was murdered? How do you know? I killed him. And then that's the end of the episode for us. And we're like, oh, great. Okay. And so before that, he tells her to meet him under, I think it was the St. Christina Bridge.
Yeah. How'd you remember that?
I wonder. I don't know. But, and so she's like, okay, how am I going to meet this psycho person? You know, give me more. So then I think after he tells her that, she's like, all right, maybe this is worth looking into. So what do we think is, obviously you already made your prediction that Cyrus has hired him and he's kind of, you know, doing all of this stuff for him. Does anyone else have any other different, like, thoughts about who this Brandon Boone is and why he murdered Robert?
Other than Cyrus, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who
else could it be? I have no idea either why he's coming back or if it was like, I mean, I don't know. The only other thing I could possibly think of is that, which is pretty crazy, was that Robert wanted him to kill him so that he didn't kill himself, and he's telling him for some reason to go save his sister and brother. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty outrageous. I don't know if that's really, but that's the only other thing I could think of.
Because it seems too obvious.
Yeah, almost. It's too obvious.
And I don't
obvious.
Think the queen would have her child killed.
Right.
I don't know.
I think the queen really thinks it was suicide, which is interesting.
And I felt so bad for Eleanor because she was like, I was partying in Paris, and, you know, it could have been the last phone call, but it could have been the phone call that saved him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just horrendous.
I feel like the guy, he's not a bad guy for some reason. I don't feel like his murder was malicious.
So maybe he's just being forced to do it. Cyrus seems like the obvious one, but we don't really, I mean, it's so obvious. Are we wrong?
Right.
I think that it could be right that it's Cyrus, but I feel like I'm more leaning towards the side that it's something that we have no idea. It's going to be like this weird inside job that, or some crazy reason that he was murdered. Like he knew something or he was going to do something that would affect, you know, the monarchy or some, you know, something like that. I think that's what's going to come out.
Or he could have been like sick. And King Simon had him killed because he was going to die anyway or something.
No, I don't think King Simon would ever, I don't think he is implicated or would be involved in that at all. You see how, like, hard he takes everything when it comes to his kids. I think if anyone out of the two of them, it's obviously going to be the queen, but I still don't think that either of them were involved. I don't know. I feel like it's something that we have no idea is going to...
Maybe it was, like, Lucius, because he's so intent on preserving the monarchy that maybe he's the one doing all this, like, scandalous behind the scenes.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, him and...
Him and Rachel. Wait, what was that whole thing with Rachel this week?
We didn't even talk about that. That was very weird.
I was extremely confused about their second exchange after she had already admitted to being a dominatrix, and then she was like, schedule me a TV press conference. And what was... I don't understand what she meant.
Like that people can relate to someone like having secrets, someone having desires.
All and they'll forgive it.
They'll forgive her if she says that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought
that was
the whole,
totally random.
The reveal of her being a dominatrix was just like, well, what does that have to do with the story? But maybe it will tie in later on that she, you know, is a dominatrix and one of her clients is someone that, you know,
Cyrus.
Robert.
And that's where he was that night.
I don't know anything about Robert. Robert could be, we don't know, like he's, you know, held up to be this, now that he's gone, held up to be this person that you assume is
like
a good
saintly.
Person. But he could have been, he could have been.
Yeah, maybe
like Cyrus.
Robert was like a really bad
evil
guy.
Yeah, who knows?
And, yeah, and this guy had to kill him because maybe he was going to do something to like a bunch of the other military guys, or I don't know. Like, I just feel like it's going to be something that we were not expecting.
Yeah.
The reasons
Which
for him.
Which is like this whole show.
I know, right?
But wait, it could have been Lucius and Prudence.
I know. Prudence, Prudence is definitely going to make a return, I feel like, for the finale. Because we still just don't really know what the deal with her was.
What
her
point like, was. Why did she have a gun in her handbag in the beginning? And
it would be awkward if she didn't come back. It would be like, well, what was the point of bringing that character in? So I think she's got to make an appearance. Maybe she's involved in something. I don't know.
Maybe she'll be queen because she's King Simon's daughter. we thought that at one point.
We thought she killed. Mm-hmm. We thought she stabbed him too, because she walked with him at night and she knew the where he walked.
That's
we thought
true.
She stabbed him too. So
that's a good point, though. That maybe if she really is his daughter, that she will come in and be next in line for the throne.
Right.
And maybe Brandon's her brother. And so she had her brother kill Robert.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, man.
So many crazy. Like, let's
so
get
many
into
possibilities.
Let's get into our real predictions now.
And now, here after Buzz TV predictions.
All All right, so you heard a couple of crazy ones, us just spouting off, you know, outrageous ideas. But since we saw the previews for next week's episode, Megan, I'll start with you. What do you think is going to happen? What are your predictions for next week?
Oh, gosh. I feel like I can't even make a prediction because everything's so up in the air. It looks like we see Jasper and Eleanor together under the bridge waiting for the hooded guy. So I definitely think she at least trusts him enough to be like, come be my bodyguard while I wait for the hooded guy. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what the hooded guy is going to say, who he is, why this is all happening, other than what we've already said.
I just thought of a really good prediction.
Okay. I mean, the thing I'm confused about for next week is who took Liam and why do we see Gemma? For the past 2 weeks in the promos, we've been seeing the same shot of her, like, walking down the steps from the palace. So I'm wondering why they keep throwing Gemma in there. I'm really confused. I have no
idea. Me too. I have 50 million questions, and none of them have been answered. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We know she picks him up from the jail, says that she, you know, dropped all charges. She needs, you know, him, Jasper, to help her. So that's all we know, is that Jasper goes with her to meet the hooded man, and I have no idea, but I predict that they're going to leave us with a major cliffhanger
for
season 2 that drives us bananas. And it'll probably be that they're, like, all around King Simon's bedside, and then we see, like, the line, like, he dies, like, the last second. Something like that. Something Who Shot JR-ish.
I don't know, guys.
I really don't. I do think it's going to have something very last with King Simon either being alive or dead, mm-hmm. because I think that's going to change the entire next season. So I think that's definitely in there. But I don't know. I don't know what Ophelia's going to do. I don't know if she's going to stay, go. Like, I honestly have no idea. But it is not going to answer all of our questions. I know that for sure, because it's going to just leave us wondering more. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think that Eleanor getting Jasper to help her makes perfect sense because, like she said in the preview, you know, the only person that I can't trust is the only person that can help me not get killed, basically. Because I think Jasper is willing to do anything to gain her trust or any kind of connection back with her. And I think my prediction is that they're going to meet under this bridge. They're going to meet this guy, Brandon, and Robert is not really dead. And he had to go fake his death for some crazy reason. That's a good prediction,
that's
right?
A really good one.
All right, we'll leave you on that one. Guys, tell them where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecher. It's MeganStecher.
You can find me, Fern Ronay, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay.
And you can find me on Instagram at TRACIPRO or on Twitter at TRACIABTV.
And you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at Tina Kapp. And definitely tune in next week for our finale. We're so excited. Leave us your comments. Let us know your predictions, what you think is going to happen, because we can't wait.
Yeah. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.